At a conference hosted by Families USA, a healthcare consumer and policy advocacy organization, House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi says quality, affordable healthcare is a right, not a privilege.
As we begin the 117th Congress, Democrats will work with the Senate and the Biden-Harris administration to build on the ACA as a pillar of health and economic security while strengthening Medicare and Medicaid, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, and crushing the coronavirus. This work must be rooted in our nation's fundamental promise of justice. For too long, the disparities in access to quality health care have left too many communities sick and left too many families behind.
Pelosi called efforts to dismantle the ACA Affordable Care Act shameful and admonished Republicans for undermining it. The ACA is currently being challenged in the Supreme Court, but oral arguments last November suggested that most of the justices are expected to uphold the ACA despite Republican efforts to strike it down. Pelosi says House Democrats plan to reintroduce legislation to lower prescription drug costs for Medicare beneficiaries. In 2019, a similar bill named after the late Elijah E. Cummings stalled in the Republican-controlled Senate. Pharmaceutical industry lobbyists argued that lowering drug prices would kill competition. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's re-election campaign raked in over $250,000 from the industry, more than any other senator, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Despite these challenges, Democratic legislators say they are hopeful their bill will be heard in the Senate this time around. Since 2016, the number of uninsured Americans has steadily risen, according to the United States Census Bureau, and that poses a threat to public health, according to Democratic Congressmember Lauren Underwood of Illinois.
Because we know that there's so many Americans who are symptomatic, who are choosing not to go into the healthcare system because they can't afford their treatment.
In 2019, Underwood sponsored a bill called the Healthcare Affordability Act, which would cap ACA healthcare costs at 8.5% of individuals' adjusted gross income. That bill is included in President Joe Biden's sweeping $1.9 trillion COVID-19 package. Underwood says she is now focusing on the challenge of vaccine rollout, as early data indicates racial disparities.
Black and brown communities who are most likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19 and die of COVID-19 are lagging dramatically in access to the vaccine. At this point, right, entering into policy choice territory. I'm not gonna lob accusations because folks get worried when I do that. But I have to say, when you see who is infected, who's most likely to be essential workers, who's most likely to be in these congregate settings, and you don't flood the zone with vaccine, then, you know, and you're rewarding privilege and access, it's a problem.
Nearly 26 million people in the U.S. have been infected with the coronavirus. More than 435,000 people have died. I'm Chris Lee reporting for KPFA.